Police on Thursday charged a 41-year-old man with murder and rape of a 9-year-old girl, Anna Jay, who went missing in October. Her body was found in the Prague neighborhood of Troja on Wednesday, some 800 meters from the place where she was last seen. The man has been the main suspect in the case ever since his DNA was found on the girl's school bag. I'm joined now in the studio by Jan Richter, who's been following the case. Jan, the man was first detained in connection with the case some 2 weeks after the girl went missing. So why have the police only charged him now?
Well, the discovery of the body, of course, is the key factor here. The man was first charged with kidnapping some 2 weeks after the girl disappeared in the Prague neighborhood of Troja. And some 2 months later, the police added charges of burglary into several houses in that area. But the police only had indirect evidence that he was involved and that he actually saw and met and probably talked to the girl on that day, on the 13th of October, when the 9-year-old girl Anna Jay went missing. So after they found the body on Wednesday, they carried out autopsy and must have found something that implicated him.
So what evidence do the police have against him?
Well, the police have been very cautious about releasing details about what they found, but they basically said that together with the autopsy, they carried out some DNA analysis of the girl's remains and probably found the man's DNA as well. As you said, his DNA was found on the girl's school bag. He was, of course, denying that he ever saw the girl. But then under the evidence, he basically admitted that he indeed met her on that day. His fingerprints were also found on the scene where the bag was later found, together with her drinking bottle and her set of keys. So we don't know what evidence exactly the police have right now, but it's probably something that implicates him in the murder and rape of the girl.
And her remains were found near the place where she was last seen on her way home from school. Why did it take the police so long to find the body?
Well, the police searched the area several times intensively with dogs, but her body was found buried 2 meters deep. And police said two factors were key in actually discovering the grave and her remains. One was warm weather and also wild animals that must have unearthed the grave. And also the police, for the first time on Wednesday, used some new technology that they say became available only recently. What they did basically was that they equipped each officer on the search party with a GPS, with a GPS navigation system, and then the commanding officer could see which areas were not covered. So this led to the discovery of the body and later, of course, to the charges that were raised against the main suspect.
Many thanks to Jan Richter for the update on this case, which we'll be keeping you abreast of as it develops.